Is it a camp or a cottage, or what is more annoying, black flies or mosquitoes? And why should we now be reading about bugs in the middle of the winter back roads bill? One reason is the story of a bug repellent that has its fourth-generation roots in northern Ontario at the turn of the last century, with an original slogan, guaranteed to scatter black flies and mosquitoes and relieve the irritation caused by fly bites, with a reputation of, any self-respecting person who has lived in the north knows, that only McCurdy's Repel Fee really works. Mosquitoes first, but first some background on our seasonal airborne annoyances. Proponents behind the Tick and Mosquito Project. They have been helping people learn how to control mosquitoes, black flies and ticks since 2000. I started the site because I spend lots of time in the outdoors in tick and mosquito country, and most of the resources for keeping them at bay was too academic, said Paul Miller, a proponent of the project. I wanted us to write something more geared toward the typical outdoorsy person. We are independent. Our content is developed through studying the latest findings and news associated with ticks and mosquitoes, and learning about and testing techniques for controlling them. We work with entomologists and arachnologists to periodically review our work and be sure we are representing the latest knowledge of mosquitoes, ticks, and how to control them. Mosquitoes are fascinating insects. It might be a surprise to you that these little arthropods can survive for a month or more, and that is the case for female mosquitoes in preferable conditions. Males, on the other hand, only live for a week. But the brief period they do spend on Earth is indulging in mating and giving birth more to more mosquitoes. Once it has sucked enough blood, the female would wait for the blood to digest and the eggs to develop before laying them anywhere it could find a sufficient amount of water. That is why we advise targeting water when it comes to yard mosquito control. And, another opinion from Miller, on a hike, or a canoe, black flies are more annoying than mosquitoes. They have a way of really picking a human, and then persistently focusing on them. They seem to have a sixth sense for how to get you in places that you can't easily swat at, like the back of your head or your ankles. But with that said, black flies usually are only a problem for a small portion of the summer. Black flies, most annoying. A real black fly expert was found. Doug Curry's PhD dissertation, Morphology and Systematics of Primitive Simuliidae, examined the early evolutionary relationships of black flies, a notorious pest of birds and mammals. He joined the Royal Ontario Museum in 1993 after postdoctoral fellowships at the University of British Columbia and the Canadian National Collection of Insects and Arachnids in Ottawa. He is actively engaged in teaching at the graduate and undergraduate levels through his cross appointment to the University of Toronto. The query was what he thought was more annoying between the two. It's difficult to say whether black flies or mosquitoes are more annoying, as it really depends on place and time of year, Curry said. Overall, mosquitoes are the most serious pests based on their ubiquitous distribution, length of time they're out and about, the fact they bite day and night, and indoors as well as outdoors, and the fact they're vectors of disease, including those affecting humans. Although black flies are essentially as widespread as mosquitoes in Canada, the ones that include humans as hosts are more restricted in distribution, occurring predominantly in northern forested areas, particularly on the Canadian Shield. Those species reach their peak abundance as adults in June and can become so numerous that one doesn't even notice the mosquitoes, which are also abundant that time of year. Black flies are far more annoying in their attacks, as they swarm about one's head and bombard one's mouth, nose, eyes and ears. And their bites, although initially painless, weep for hours afterwards and remain itchy for days, or even weeks. On that basis, I suppose one could argue that black flies are more annoying than mosquitoes in June in northern Ontario. Curry provided some black fly background. They are small, dark-colored insects belonging to the family Simuliidae. Of the world's more than 2,300 species, at least 164 are found in Canada. Black flies reproduce in streams and are found all across Canada. They are particularly common in northern temperate and subarctic regions. Because female black flies need to feed on blood to lay eggs, their biting can be a nuisance to humans and other animals. They can be found virtually anywhere there is flowing water to serve as a habitat for larvae. In Canada, they are especially abundant in northern wooded areas and near large rivers and lake outlets. Unlike mosquitoes, adult black flies are mainly active during the day. Black fly larvae are an important part of aquatic food webs. Larger rivers can host over 600,000 larvae per square meter and can produce close to a billion adults per kilometer per day. Larvae are eaten by fish and aquatic invertebrates, while adults are prey for birds. In the act of feeding, black fly larvae transform fine organic particles into nutrient-rich fecal matter. As we know, black flies can be quite annoying to humans. Species that bite humans are drawn to subtle odors in sweat, said Curry. They tend to swarm around the head and skin before biting and will bite any exposed skin, especially on the wrists, ankles, waistline, neck and hairline. Their bites normally leave a small welt and a droplet of blood and may itch for several days. Doug said black fly bites can be avoided by wearing light-colored clothing that covers the wrists, ankles, and belt line, and by applying commercial insect repellents to the skin and clothing. North American indigenous peoples have also deterred biting flies using naturally occurring insect repellents found in bracket fungi and in plants such as fireweed and sweetgrass. McCurdy's The Organic Product was created at the end of the 19th century in Nipigon when William McCurdy experimented with mixtures that made black flies and mosquitoes bearable. The product was later developed in 1906 and patented in 1911 as an alleged new and useful improvement in fly repellents. The final product was called RepalFly, which the main component was citronella imported from Ceylon, Sri Lanka. Oil of citronella is derived from two grass varieties, repels target pests rather than killing them. It works by masking scents that are attractive to insects. Thus, insects find it difficult to locate their target to feed. Its organic compounds, if they get into the environment, are expected to turn into vapors. In water, they vaporize from the surface at a moderate rate. Once vapors are airborne, they break down in a matter of hours, with half-lives ranging from 38 minutes to 3.2 hours. These compounds are readily broken down by microbes. For humans, it may also cause skin allergies with prolonged or frequent exposure. Great-grandson, James McCurdy told me, "It's likely that someone told my great-grandfather about the repellent capabilities of citronella. At the time, I think they smothered themselves with bear fat, which did not smell so good. Original mixture was 25% citronella. This was reduced to 15% at some stage. When I was making it in the garage as a kid, it was 15%. We would get 45-gallon drums of it. We went through a lot. The muscle memory of pouring from our old metal teapots into a jar was immediate and quite surprising. But we had spent many, many hours doing this in our garage with my mom, dad and sister. Also, the smell of the shed with concentrated citronella, aka RepalFly in the liquid state, immediately took me back to the garage. John McCurdy took over RepalFly, from dad in 73, then passed it on about 25 years ago, to Ian. I had some great distributors across the north. I would drop in on small tackle shops to introduce them to RepalFly. William, my grandfather tried adding citronella to various cream-like products and settled on cocoa butter and applied for a patent in 1911. My recollection is that repellents weren't regulated 100 years ago, then eventually the Department of Agriculture became involved and Dad, Jack, was encouraged to add dimethyl phthalate, used during the Second World War and found to work in insect repellents. DEET came along later. Both are used in plastics and in high concentrations affect fabrics, plastic, leather etc. An early jar of McCurdy's went for 35 cents, pre-World War II. Another great-grandson, Ian, explained that McCurdy's is now citronella cream, creme citronelle. The Canadian federal government banned citronella in 2010. Interestingly, DEET seems to have escaped any such scrutiny. I wonder why. Lots of horror stories about the corrosive effects of DEET-based repellents. Feds backed down a couple of years later. But it did mess things up a bit. In the meantime, we let RepalFly lapse as a trademarked repellent. We could not say it was a repellent due to presence of citronella. Citronella-based bug sprays did eventually get a second chance. After a long battle with Health Canada, 2015, massive media coverage, and public outcry, the government agency decided to review its plan to ban the product and reversed the decision. What is now available from McCurdy's is the same formula as the original insect repellent patented in 1906. The active ingredient is 15% oil of citronella with base ingredients of natural non-animal products, available here. And finally, a few words about DEET, chemical name, N-dimethyl meta-toluamide, developed by the U.S. Army in 1946, is the ingredient within insect repellents thought to be the best for black fly and does a good job at keeping all insects away. As recommended by Paul Miller. When looking for the most benefits of a repellent spray, look for higher concentrations of DEET. You'll find a plethora of products with DEET concentrations. If the number is very high, then the spray will work much better as a repellent, he says. The majority of sprays tend to be around 25% DEET, but do check the number and try to get a repellent that is higher as it will work better at keeping those pesky flies off. For more information, see this review and this Farmer's Almanac, What to Do article. The Blackfly Song, 'Twas early in the spring when I decide to go for to work up in the woods in North Ontario. The unemployment office said they'd send me through to the little Abbey Tibby with the survey crew and the black flies. The little black flies, always the black fly. No matter where you go, I'll die with the black fly a-picking my bones in North Ontario. I-O, in North Ontario. It is the national anthem of Northern Ontario. The Blackfly Song is a song by Wade Hemsworth, written in 1949, about being tormented by black flies while working in the wilds of Northern Ontario. It is an enduring classic of Canadian folk music, covered by a variety of other artists. It won't be long, so have a listen to the lyrics. Don't be annoyed with me, please. The swatting and waving will be here before you know it. Looking forward to it, on the back roads.